This poem is called Theory of Memory. Long, long ago, before I was a tormented artist, afflicted with longing, yet incapable of forming durable attachments, long before this, I was a glorious ruler uniting all of a divided country. So I was told by the fortune teller who examined my poem. Great things, she said, are ahead of you, or perhaps behind you. It is difficult to be sure. And yet, she added, what is the difference? Right now, you are a child holding hands with a fortune teller. All the rest is hypothesis and dream. Another short one. This one's called Forbidden Music. After the orchestra had been playing for some time and had passed the andante, the scherzo, the poco adagio, and the first flautist had put his head down on the stand because he would not be needed until tomorrow, there came a passage that was called the Forbidden Music, because it could not, the composer specified, be played. And still it must exist and be passed over, an interval at the discretion of the conductor. But tonight, the conductor decides it must be played. He has a hunger to make his name. The flautist wakes with a start. Something has happened to his ears, something he has never felt before. His sleep is over. Where am I now? He thinks. And then he repeated it, like an old man lying on the floor instead of in his bed. Where am I now? Last short one. If you want to borrow this, you should just email me. I'll send you my copy. Okay. This one's called The Horse and Rider. Once there was a horse, and on the horse there was a rider. How handsome they looked in the autumn sunlight approaching a strange city. People thronged the streets or called from the high windows. Old women sat among flower pots. But when you looked about for another horse or another rider, you looked in vain. My friend, said the animal, why not abandon me? Alone you can find your way here. But to abandon you, said the other, would be to leave a part of myself behind. And how can I do that when I do not know which part you are?